Sometimes we come upon something so amazing in the scriptures concerning what Jesus did that we just have to pause and think about it. When a person begins to try to really visualize what happened and put it in the context of reality rather than just a story, we are totally amazed by that story. One that has really amazed me is in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. And when Jesus was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and look, there arose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're dying. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, you little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled and said, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Well, what was it that astounded me so much? I mean, this is an astounding story. Beyond that story, it's in verse 26. It says, He stood up. Now, I don't know if many of you have been in a small boat, or this was not like a dinghy. It was a little bigger than that. It was a boat that could carry a number of people, but it wasn't large. If you've been on a boat, a smaller boat, in a rough sea, that is an amazing thing. He stood up. It tells me that Jesus is fearless. He's confident of his power and his authority over nature. And we need to have that kind of confidence in him as well, that he has full authority. And Jesus will win. Someday he's coming back to receive his church and to bring judgment upon the earth. And we can have full confidence in his ability to do just that, in his faithfulness and courage and his leadership. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I know that Jesus is coming again. Not only is he powerful, he's fearless and confident in that power. And I will follow him. Help me to have that same confidence in him, Lord. And may some of those qualities that he have be reflected in me, Lord, of courage and confidence in the power of Jesus Christ to bring about what is right and to calm the troubled seas of my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.